sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to
end. Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Trisha. But calling from out of state somewhere, maybe in Florida following the campaigns, we don't know. Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen, and back to Joseph, who was always acting out these songs. Oh my God, the way this is.
I last saw
okay, look
you
over
laughing.
There.
How do you know all these songs?
Song. Don't. Okay. Hey, he keeps looking at me. What is going on here?
What?
He's going to ruin my reputation.
You can bear.
He doesn't care if he ruins my
call
reputation.
Call me up. You know that I'll always be there.
Okay, I'm not going to fall for the bait and start singing with you. But well, I am a little bit country, and you're...
A little bit trollish.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. This
he
is...
didn't remember Donnie and Marie.
That's why I love you.
Oh,
that was a little pitchy there.
Oh, yeah, a little... Yeah.
Don't be... There's okay, Anna Kendrick. Don't be afraid to let them show. This is actually
Eric,
a really good
can
message.
Can we trade places, please?
This
oh,
is a
come
really
on,
good
please,
message.
I'll pay
no way.
I'll pay you big money.
True colors.
Show, no way.
Good message for all of our listeners out there. Show what? Your true colors.
Yeah?
Because your true colors are beautiful.
Well, that makes
don't
sense.
Be afraid. Don't let the world get
point.
You down. You know what? The world is...
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you hide from everything, then that's no way to live life.
Yeah.
So just be happy. And yeah, so Anna Kendrick and yeah.
That does make sense. Good
and,
point.
And Justin Timberlake. That's,
yeah, that's
dance,
who sang
dance,
it?
Yeah, those are the two
I
people.
I thought it was
true
Anna
colors.
Kendrick.
Well, that was both of them.
It's a duet.
It was a male voice, too.
They should have been in the movie yeah. Duet.
The song in the movie, it's really, really beautiful. It's one of actually the most beautiful part of the movie.
Okay. I love
so
it.
It's a lot of fun. But, Dave.
Yes.
Very what's special. Going on now?
What's going on now is joining us now is a man with many talents and a long list of credits, including winning a Tony Award for his portrayal of bad boy Tommy DeVito in the award-winning hit play on the Broadway, The Jersey Boys. Christian Hoff, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here. How's everything going today?
Everything's great.
Like, it sounds like I'm kind of a big deal. I had no idea.
You are a big deal, and I'll tell you why. First of all, you're multi-talented, but I just absolutely love the music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And, man, those songs, I mean, let's put it this way. How much enjoyment did you get from playing that part and singing those songs?
Well, you know, it was... I got so much enjoyment out of it that I got hooked, and I've been traveling now for 7 years on the road, old school style, with a 7-piece band and 3 other singers that joined me from Broadway, from our production of Jersey Boys on Broadway, and we started a group singing all of our favorite hits of the 60s, doing the same thing we did for Frankie Valli and Four Seasons with the incredible decade of the 1960s.
Which was incredible. I mean, you got the Beatles, the Turtles.
Oh.
I mean, so many incredible songs that I remember. One of maybe the best decades of music maybe ever, in my opinion. But it's really amazing. And, of course, you're talking now the Midtown Men. That's what you're part of. And I think you have a concert, isn't it, this Monday night?
Nice.
That's right. That's right. Monday night right there in Scottsdale. So at Highland Church. Gonna be killer. We're on a run right now. We just had a show in San Diego last night, heading up to Santa Clarita, and then to Cerritos, and then out to AZ, and we'll be there just rocking it out like we always do.
Wow, and I'm gonna be there too, by the way. And
are you gonna be rocking out too, Dave?
I probably will be rocking out.
Nice,
all the great memories. Now, going back a little bit to the Broadway show, did you ever meet some of the original people of obviously the Four Seasons? Like, did Tommy DeVito, that character, ever show up and give you advice? And did Frankie Valli ever show up on set as well?
Absolutely. That was part of the fun of doing a show like this, that is not only paralleling real life, but it's actually portraying real life people and events and songs and memories and stories, you know. And to be able to meet all these guys alone would have been great, but I got to be friends with Tommy DeVito. We spent holidays together. I know everything about what went on with the guys and the dynamics and his own personal story. So I got a very inside view of the character. But what was interesting is that that view came after I created the role. And, I met him. We talked on the phone. We got to know each other a little bit. But he was sort of, the enigma. Tommy DeVito, the bad boy out in the fringe. Right. So I had to go to him myself. It wasn't anything that any of our producers or my creative team, set up for me. I just did a little sleuthing, found him. We became great friends. Then I finally meet him, and he sees me portray him. And, let me tell you a funny story. It reminded me, your question reminded me of an early show before we even went to Broadway. Frankie Valli, Bob Gaudio come to the show. They come backstage after the show, and they look like they'd seen a ghost. They came up to me, and they said, "Have you ever met Tommy DeVito?" And I said, "No. Just talked to him on the phone for 10 minutes." And they said, "Man, you do Tommy DeVito better than Tommy."
Really? Oh, my
and
gosh.
That's been kind of the theme. It's like I kind of embodied him just by personality and great casting and just, the sort of essence of a person that my director, Des Makina, visionary, saw in me.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
Very good casting, no doubt about it. How about Joe Pesci? Was he ever on set?
Pesci also, of course, is very close with Tommy, and they've rolled together since the early days. But even through Pesci's, his great career in film, Tommy was always his guy. I mean, Tommy was his bodyguard, basically, his right-hand man throughout all of those, just the big days, from Raging Bull on. And that's kind of interesting because Joe Pesci always wanted to be in the Four Seasons. And
right.
They didn't need a fifth. And he was like their mascot. Come on, let me be in the group. Come on, come on, guys, I can sing. I can do it. Come on, what the F, And they're like, and so lo and behold, Joe Pesci becomes a huge megastar in and of himself, and then right. Tommy DeVito's driving him around.
That is too funny. Yeah, Pesci, what a career he has had. Now, I believe you were an Encino Man. Do you remember?
I do remember that. That was one of the funnest movies I've done, but one of the most interesting ends to a realization, at the end of that process. Ricky Lake was my love interest, right?
Mm.
And so me and Pauly Shore were trying to get Ricky Lake, and she was unfortunately written out of the movie because they wanted it to be about Brendan Fraser and Sean Astin and Pauly Shore. They wanted that relationship to be everything, right? And not to have this, all these other storylines around it. So my Ricky Lake she was written out of the movie. My plot line goes away, but it was still a great movie and a real fun one to be on because it was at the beginning of Brendan's career.
He
just was getting ready to blast off.
That's right.
That's fun because I've been an actor since I was 8 years old, so I've seen it all.
And wow.
To see guys, good guys like that, to see their careers launch and for me to still be in the business and all the different things that I've done and continue to do, it's fun. I love being on the, on the sidelines sometimes I'm enjoying being, on that creative team.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But the reason I mention that is last week we interviewed Mariette Hartley, who was an Encino Man.
Yes.
And she's had quite a career herself.
Well, man, she's just a staple, and she's such a beautiful, beautiful gal. And I love seeing how those timeless actors and actresses, are still relevant today. To me, seeing careers grow and change and last. That's what I love. People that burn out and go away or they're a flash, like so many, stars can be. That's not what interests me. What interests me is people that are just in it for the long haul and because they love to do it or they just don't know anything else. This is what they're driven to do. I love those people.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you because you were talking about how you're kicking it old school, going around from city to city with the Midtown Men, and how this is a group started out together doing the original Broadway show. Do you find that you guys have built that same kind of camaraderie and lifelong friendship that the people you're portraying did?
Absolutely. You know, that's a great question or observation, because that's really what's kept us together, is that sort of grit that comes from persevering and overcoming challenges and taking on something new with somebody. You know, it's like starting a business, I guess. But what we're doing is paralleling, like you said, real life. You know, we've now created, and we this started actually, you know, backstage when we were still in Jersey Boys, when we were, you know, doing Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve or the U.S. Open or the marathon, or we're singing at Madison Square Garden or Carnegie Hall, or we're a Double Jeopardy question or whatever. We found that bond that we had really was the beginning of something that was much bigger than just portraying these people. That bond carried into our real life, and that's what informed us as four guys that could do this outside of Broadway or outside of pretending to be these guys. We already were, you know, these guys, but we were us. And so when we stepped on stage as the Midtown Men, and we weren't playing characters, and it was our story and our perception and perspective on this music and the memories that people have of it, that was really empowering, because we weren't, you know, we were kind of naked, you know, we weren't playing characters in a production anymore. This was us, and it's just raw talent and energy. And that's carried us throughout all these years on the road. We've seen it all, man. We've done like 600 shows as the Midtown Men with our band all over the country in a way that was, it's so real. It's analog. We're out there on the road, in the bus, on the plane, in the concert hall, doing what we used to portray on Broadway.
Wow, that's just fantastic. And we want to remind everyone, this Monday night, Highlands Church, 9050 East Pinnacle Peak Road in Scottsdale, you're going to be performing, what, about 7 o'clock you start or so?
I think it's a 7 o'clock go, and just a nonstop couple hours of some of the greatest 60s hits that we know and love, and we're just always bringing people to their feet and you know, kind of surprising people at how relevant this music is and how much that four guys can use this music to you know, bring an era to life again, but not in a nostalgic way. We're actually living this music, and it's living and breathing with us right now and resonating with audiences of all ages.
Oh, I can.
Not just boomers, but boomers' kids, parents, grandkids. It's awesome.
Well, it's great music, no doubt, and great performance by Midtown Men. And so we encourage everyone to get out there. I don't know if it's sold out or not, but I guess they can, what can they call, Highland Church, perhaps? Highlands Church? Or
absolutely.
You know,
yeah, go on their website, or go on the MidtownMen.com on our concert page, and it has all ticket information there. Or on Facebook, you can go to our Facebook page and get tickets right from there for our show on Monday. It's going to be killer.
It's a great way to spend Election Eve, by the way, and get cheery and happy, because half the country will be depressed come a Tuesday night. So,
yeah, it is. You know, it's a dividing time for sure. But one thing about this music is that it brings people together.
No doubt.
Representative of what the 60s was, which was a great divide as well, whether it's politically or, you know, socially. You know, there was a lot of stuff kind of brewing then, and it's exactly kind of what's going on today. So the music is relevant, and it's a little bit of escapism, but it's also connecting. We like to encourage people to take the messages home of these songs, and ones that we put together all have a positive message, or it's an expression of coming together and not dividing.
No doubt about it. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm going to be there, and hopefully we can meet up. And Christian Hoth, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Entertainment today, and hopefully we'll see you Monday.
Okay, absolutely. Look forward to seeing you guys and all your listeners.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Wow, so Christian Hoth, a talent. Plus, I mean, I can't wait. And I've seen some of the videos of his performance.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know how good, you know, plus the movie was, the Jersey Boys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I love that movie.
Ooh. I mean, he won the Tony Award. I mean, this guy is talented. So
Uptown,
Trisha, you like all that music too, right?
Oh, yeah. Even though it was before my time, it's timeless music. I mean, this is something that's great. You know, even my kids that are just in their 30s are,
yeah,
you know, they know it. It's not so much that they, you know, they recognize it.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I think, you know, when you guys were just talking about the divisiveness and everything like that, that's one thing that you take home from a show like the Jersey Boys is when you have those true friendships that are founded over a long period of time with your guys from your neighborhood, you know, I'm what transpired between some of those guys during this time, and yet their friendship stuck through it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're at the end of the show. Trisha, thank you so much.
I remember.
And we'll
have
talk
a good one.
You too. And thank you to Christian Hoff, who did Bad Boy Tommy DeVito in the Jersey Boys. He's now part of the Midtown Men. Definitely see that Monday. And thanks to your guest,
yes, Mark Moses. Fear Incorporated. See it. Also go see Hacksaw Ridge, Mel Gibson,
oh, yeah,
Andrew Garfield,
or
Stars. Trolls. This song bringing us out of the show.
Best
Trolls.
Animated show you thought this
oh, yeah,
year.
Best animated movie of
and,
the year. Justin Timberlake,
that's
Anna
right.
Kendrick.
And we'll and see everyone next week on 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. Signing off, this is Dave, Trisha, Joe, Eric, and Kathleen. Bye-bye.